வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 17, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 24th of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam தஸ்மாத் பிரியாப்தியோ வியோக சகஜோக ஜன்ம சூகாதினா சகலஜோ நிசுதையமான துக்கௌஷதம் ததபி துக்க மத தியாஹம் பூமன் பிரமாமி பதமே தவதாசு யோகம். பிரலாத் மகாராஜ் பிரிவியஸ் வர்ஸ் ஹி சேட் ஐ அம் வெரி மச் அஃப்ரேட் ஆஃப் திஸ் material existential condition, dukkhalayam asasatam. Now he is describing what is the different phases of such suffering. Just mark on account of this material existence. When we come to this material world, there are connections with so many persons, bhūtātvam, pitrinām, nilām. As soon as we come down from the womb of the mother, there are so many relatives, friends, bhūtāptya, pitrī, bhūtāptya, rishi, pitrinām, nilām. We become connected. But some of them are dear and some of them are not very friendly enemies. So, dasmat priya priya vyoga sangayoga janma. Vyoga sangayoga janma. As soon as one child is born, he is separated from the former life and he is connected with another new life, new body, vyoga sangayoga. Maybe the former body was very pleasing and this body is not very pleasing, degraded. That is possible. Dehantara prapti. It is not that we will always get a body very pleasing. But the illusory energy is so strong. If one gets the body of a pig, he thinks it is very nice. This is called prakhyavatmika shakti. Maya has got especially two energies, avaranatmika and prakhyavatmika. Generally, Maya keeps us covered with illusion, and if one is little enlightened, wants to get out of the clutches of Maya, there is another potency of Maya, which is the prakhyamatmika. Suppose one thinks, now I shall become Krishna conscious. This ordinary material consciousness is so disturbing, let me become Krishna conscious. The Maya will say, what will do it is, better remain in material consciousness. This is called prakhyamatmika. Therefore, sometimes some man comes in our society, after staying for days, he goes out. But this is prakhyavas, thrown out. Unless he is very sincere, he cannot stay with us. He will be thrown out. So, Prahlad Maharaj said that these two positions, somebody is pleasing and somebody is not pleasing. It is going on, perpetual. Not that if I change my this body, this process will also stop. No. So long you have got this body, in the material world, will have these two processes. Somebody will be your friend and somebody will be your enemy. Yoga samyagodharma. But as soon as there are enemies, there is lamentation, anxiety, sukha-agnina. Such lamentation is just like fire of lamentation, sukha-agnina. Sukha-agnina sakala-jore. If you think that only the human society, such things are there, somebody's enemy, somebody's friend. No, in any society, any jhoni. You have seen in the sparrows, the bird society, they are also fighting. You have seen it. They are also mixing very intimately, again fighting. So either you take birds or dogs, they are famous for fighting. So this is going on. Somebody very dear, somebody enemical, and fighting between them. Sakala jori, daiyamana. You cannot get escape by avoiding one society and go to the other society. That is not possible. That's fire of disagreement, enmity and friendship. It will go on. Not only here, even in the heavenly planet. The heavenly planet, there is fight between the devas and asuras. The asuras are envious of the devas, and devas are also envious of the asuras. Everywhere, even King Indra, he has got enemies, although he is very opulent. We want to go to the heavenly planet for enjoying the opulence of that atmosphere, but there is also the same thing. So you cannot avoid it, Prahlad Maharaj says. So we can try to counteract, just like in this material world, there are so many attempts to mitigate, just like the United Nations. They have formed the United Nations formula to mitigate. No more fighting, no more war, no more enmity. This is an attempt. Enmity is there, otherwise why there is proposal of United Nations? Because we are disunited, therefore the counter proposal is, let us become united. But he said, to organize such thing is also very difficult and troublesome. Although it is remedial measure, let us settle our misunderstanding. It is very good proposal. But to settle up this misunderstanding is more troublesome. You have got experience when you make some agreement to the other party. He proposes something, you propose something. So, although the agreement is a remedial measure, but come to the agreement is very, very difficult. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, this remedial measure, aushadam, is still more troublesome. When there was enmity, that is troublesome. Just like when there is some disease, something, you have got a boil in your body. It is painful. But when you take the remedial measure, surgical operation, it is still more painful. Still more, you have to take anesthetic, chloroform, because it is more painful. So anywhere there is fight, there is enmity, and if you want to settle up, it is more troublesome. So dukho sadam tadapi dukham. The remedial measure is more troublesome than the disease, than the painful condition. Dukho sadam tadapi dukham atat dhyam. Atat. Atat means untruth, flickering. Not atadhyaha. We do not know what is our identification. Misunderstanding. Dehatma buddhi. Asatgraha, Atad Asat, the same thing. We have accepted this body, identifying this body, on account of this. If you are on the spiritual platform, then there is no trouble, there is no misunderstanding. If we understand properly by education and knowledge that you are also part and parcel of Krishna, I am also part and parcel of Krishna, our real position is to serve the Lord. So if we serve that, then there is no misunderstanding. If we be engaged in Krishna's service, there cannot be any misunderstanding. Otherwise, if we work on the platform of this body, material body, there must be misunderstanding. Atadrihaham. Bhoman, my Lord, the great, Bhramami, in this way I am wandering. Life after life, changing the body, changing the situation, and in different situation, different mentality, but there is no peace, there is no happiness, simply changing the body. Bhoman Bhramare Badame Tavadasu Yogam. In this way I am wandering throughout the whole universe. Now, please engage me in your service. This is the right prayer. That unless you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, you will never get peace. This is a path. We can discover so many plans and remedial measures, and that will not help us. Only solution is to surrender to Krishna. Krishna gives this nice advice, sarva-dharmān parityajya māvekaṁ saraṇam. That will cure your all disease. And this mentality comes by practical experience after many, many births. Bhavanāv jarmanāvante jñāna-māna-māṁ prabhadat. Where one understands properly that without becoming Krishna conscious, without being servant of Krishna, there cannot be peace or happiness. Gatyam aham shanti vichyati. Krishna says, everything directly says, bhoktara, why we fight for another? I am thinking that I shall enjoy this. I shall become the leader. And another party says, no, no, I shall become the leader. I shall enjoy this. So there is fight. But if we understand that either you or me, we are not enjoyer, we are servant, the enjoyer is Krishna, then there will be shanti. Bhoktaram jagratam sam sarva loko vaisaram sridam sarva bhutava. We are trying to become friend of another friend. My dear friend, I shall help you in this way. You are in trouble. So he can help, but there will be misunderstanding. Again, the friend will be enemy. So there cannot be any peace. But if we all agree that Krishna is the friend, real friend, Sridhar Sarvabhutala. Krishna, if he is not our friend, why he is coming down on this platform where we are living in rotten condition? His great friend, Dhiravandhu, his name is Dhiravandhu, who is very, very poor in heart. He becomes very great friend, Dhiravandhu, and advises him. Buddhi yogam dadāmitam. He is always friend. Krishna is never enemy. But still we create enmity, we become demon with Krishna. That is the trouble. He requires to become fortunate. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eirupe brahmanda bhavite kono bhagyavan jeev, guru krishna pipaye paye bhakti lata bheej. In this way, we are wandering throughout the universe, because unless he becomes Krishna conscious. Unless we have taken fully shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, there is no stoppage of this repetition of birth and death, neither there is any peace or happiness. We must know this from all angles of vision and stick to Krishna consciousness very rigidly, then we shall be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj requests Lord Rishikadev that I have tried life after life to get peace and become happy, friendly, but I have failed. Now, Prahlad Maharaj says, Bhajame Tapadasu Yogam, because I have now conveyed that without your becoming servant, there is no more chance for peace and prosperity or this troublesome world. Thank you very much.